Okay, do I ask for monitoring?
QMD Mobile monitoring 145.19.
Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring. KE8 UDH monitoring. Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring on the Mile repeater. KE8 UDH monitoring on the Mile repeater for the 2026 Snow Drift Rally. KE8 UDH monitoring.
Chief of testing for start of testing.
KE8 TTD for a radio check.
KF8 ENF on the 19 in Harbor Springs. You are coming through loud and clear.
Copy that. Thank you. Checking in for the Snowdrift Rally. We're going to be doing some testing today using this repeater for normal operations, but we have quite a few folks monitoring for any emergency operations. Should be running until about 7 o'clock tonight. KE8 TTD.
Yeah, copy that. Enjoy the event. Hope everything's safe and that you guys have a good, successful time.
Thank you. KE8 TTD clear.
KF8 ENF clear.
Monitoring. Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring.
Good morning, guys, sir. How are you doing today? This is KB7 OLD.
I am doing good, just making sure my radio is hitting the repeater for the 2026 Snow Drift Rally.
Yes, it is. You're coming in loud and clear.
That is very helpful. Thank you very much. You are coming in loud and clear as well.
Thank you, KB7OLD.
KE8UDH.
KB8, this is KB7OLD. Magenta Celeste 3.
That is Kilo Echo 8. Uniform Delta Hotel.
And how are you doing this morning, sir?
Doing really good, just braving the cold and getting ready for our rally.
Sounds like fun. Where is this at?
This is going to be Atlanta, Michigan, right in Montmorency County.
Well, you have fun and stay warm. KD7OLD, I'll be listening.
All right, you stay warm as well. KE8UDH.
Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Zulu Charlie.
KCHCNQ, looking for anybody on the snow drift.
West Point Station, this is K0WJR with the snow drift move.
Well, thank you, sir, for coming back. Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec. We picked up a map here today, and it's showing schedules are changed compared to what they are on the map. Which one are you starting on Friday night? Is it up in the land or is it down in Lewiston.
KZWJR, stand by, check the official decision when you pull it out. KZWJR. KZWJR, I got some schedule.
Okay, your modulation is really low, but the question was, in your spectator book, it's showing that the opposite of what the map shows for times of leaving and where. It's showing Lewiston down here Saturday night, and up in Atlanta is Friday night.
Friday night schedule is for the Beaver Mills, Beaver Branch, Black River, Camp 30, and Puff Holt State. Over. Those are the Friday schedules to the northwest of the Atlanta. Over.
Well, I looked at the webpage also, and it's got the same thing. All your schedules for Saturday and Sunday are backwards compared to what the maps are. So we're just trying to figure out where we got to go starting Friday night.
Friday night, our stages 1 through 8, and those again, those are all for the north and west of Atlanta.
Yeah, okay, well, I figured that that's what the schedule says, but your map is backwards. It goes the other way. So I was just curious, you're going to get a lot of people looking at that, and you're going to be at the wrong maps at the wrong time. KC8CM2.
KCR, I have the latest newspaper type handout for the snow drift, and I also have access to the actual schedule. So.
Well, we just picked up a map just about 10 minutes ago down here in Lewiston, and it just has it the opposite way around. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Fox 8, Fox 8 in India. 105, start to T-post testing for the snowdrift rally. 105, start to Elk Valley start. Hungry 5, start to Elk Valley start or Chief of Testing. You go for Chief of Testing. Hey Chris, you might want to relay to Elk Valley start crews that we currently have a semi stuck over here by us and it's blocking the entire road, so access is not going to be able to happen. So if any crews or members or the media are trying to get through, they're going to have to make their way around.
Copy that. I will send them a text and let them know. There shouldn't be anybody moving. That stage is all set, and everybody's entering from the Hall Road side. But I will pass along the message. Appreciate it. Chief Testing, KE8ETD.
KE8UDH.
This is Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot in India. I did not catch your call sign. You're the first person I've heard today, so I just want to say hi.
105 start, you're still on the repeater. I'm not sure if 105 finish if on repeater or simplex.
Yeah, I realized I grabbed the wrong radio. KEATD is clear.
Copy that, KEATD.
105 start to Chief of Testing. Hungry 5, start to Chief of Testing. Not sure if you are on the repeater, But if you need to, you can come down Blair Lake. We have just enough of an opening we can get cars through now.
Caught the tail end of that, TJ. So I was getting back in the truck. I am heading to the sandwich shop and then heading your way. I'm going to go the long way anyway to go check on Elk Valley, and I will be to you, KE8TTD.
KE8EDH clear.
NADMH mobile.
And 8 DMH, KWQK. Good afternoon, Drake.
Hey, Pete, what's going on?
Oh, just going into town for a few errands. I've got a few minutes here. What goodies you going to bring to the slot that I need to look for?
Well, I've got, if you want an FTM 510, I've got one for sale.
Okay, is it working?
It is, actually. It just doesn't have the, the idiot diode in it at the moment.
How come you're selling that? That's a nice radio.
I've got two of them, and I don't need two anymore.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Not really looking for one, but, yeah, we'll see how good a price Drake has on it.
Well, definitely not what I was hoping for. Interesting.
Like that, your mic slipped down between the seats or something there. That's an interesting noise. But, okay, all it needs is that diode. You fixed what else was wrong with it. Well, that ought not to be too hard to come back.
No, I was thinking around 6, because I bought it for $750 not even a year ago. Now that it did that, I'm thinking quite a bit less than that, probably, just to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you hurry up and replace that diode? It would probably bring you another $100.
That's the other reason why I haven't done that is another reason why I'm selling the radio. There's money.
Say that again. Something dropped out there.
I was saying the reason why I haven't gotten the diode yet is because one of the other reasons why I'm selling the radio, because I need money.
Oh, okay. Cashola, yeah. Okay, that's a pretty good reason. All right, well, I'll keep that in mind. I know somebody's kind of looking for a Yaesu, but I don't know if they want that one or not. Yeah. Yaesu is kind of hard to figure out these days. They dropped the line of some really nice products. And then there's Kenwood, who hasn't introduced a new radio in several years. So, and, yeah, the amateur market's interesting recently. Okay, WQK.
I thought they just dropped a new mobile radio. I thought it was the TMD750. It's Tri-Bander D-Star APRS mobile with a fancy color screen control head dealio.
Yeah, they introduced it, but that was almost a year ago, and they still aren't shipping.
Oh, boy.
No idea at all what that means, but, anyway. Yeah, well, that FTM 510 that you got, the only fusion. It's using mobile on the market, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the only Fusion Mobile they've got right now. No, I think there's the 310. If I remember right. 310? Yes. FTM 310. That's the lower end one. Whether or not it's shipping, I have no idea.
Yep, I don't pay enough attention either, because actually I kind of got all the radios I need or want or whatever, but yeah. All right, hey, I'm close to where I got to jump out. Have a great rest of your day, Drake, and I'm sure I'll bump into you Saturday morning, KHW at UK.
Yeah,
look
at you later, Drake. 7-3. Enjoy the day, and eat your meat. Oh, Charlevoix.
KCACSU.
Hi, Toby.
Oh, hey, Drake. What's up, buddy?
Going home.
Ah, cool. Go spend some time with Kitty Cat.
Yep, and then round up some stuff for to sell at the swap.
Oh, the swap. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot the swap this weekend. Yeah, there you go. You just go have fun, then. Go sell stuff.
Yep. I need to. I need to sell some stuff. Not a lot of stuff, but some stuff.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You probably got a lot of stuff to sell.
Not a huge amount. I've got a small, some stuff. That's really about it. It's like almost not even worth buying a table for. Down in work release today. So not finished down there, but should be all set to go by tomorrow afternoon for that area anyway.
Oh man, crazy Wednesday. I think it's Thursday for some reason. It's just this whole week kind of got me a little messed up, you know. Oh, yeah, no, hopefully tomorrow I probably got to run in and get some gas and stuff. I got a little bit for the truck today, and hopefully I'll pay to show up tonight. Then I'll go get gas, and I'll be good. Let's see. Nope. Just got my four handhelds sitting here and one in the truck, so I'm pretty well set on any more radios. I don't need any more.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, Toby. I'm going to put the mic down and drive, so we'll catch you later. 8 UH Mobile.
KCNTSU 73.
KF8DNS. Hey, Bentley. How's it going? KCMH Mobile. Hey, Drake. Wasn't sure if there was going to be traffic on here today. I understand the repeaters are being used for an event, but thanks for calling back. I don't really know when they're starting or not because nobody has told me. When they do start, I will isolate that machine to keep the rest of the network from being tied up. Oh, that's very nice of you. Yeah, I had a little traffic this morning. I talked to a guy who was, a couple guys I heard testing their radios to make sure they were going to be on and that they were hitting the repeater. And then there was a little bit of traffic later. I just turned it off so I wouldn't have it in the background. So I don't know if it already happened or what. No, it's a weekend dealio, I'm pretty sure. I think it starts tomorrow. No, I don't even know. I don't know when they start, but it's usually for, they're usually used for. Yeah, need to know basis, and apparently you don't need to know. Well, I do need to know. Exactly.
Hey, UDH, are you guys referring to the Snowdrift Rally in Atlanta, Michigan?
Hey, firm. I just need to know when you guys need that repeater to be isolated from the rest of the network. From when until when?
Stand by. I will make a phone call and get back with you. KE8UDH.
I appreciate it. NADMH.
There you go, Drake. I'm a problem solver.
Yippee!
Hey, speaking of which, did you have a chance to problem solve my little PyStar configuration file?
I skimmed over it. I haven't had a whole lot of time to take a good look at it, but skimming over it, it looks fine. Even after putting that security password in there, it still didn't work.
Yeah, that's correct. I don't know. Maybe I've got like a space somewhere, and I don't know. Maybe that's screwing the whole thing up. Who knows?
Yeah, I'll try dropping that into my hotspot and see if it works. If it doesn't work, then what I will do is send you what I have. You know what? I'll just do that. I'll just send you what I have and then change the stuff for your setup so that way it'll log into your account instead, and it'll just work probably. Hopefully. I don't know. That's wishful thinking, maybe.
I'm kind of afraid I might get a whole bunch of extra powers if I'm using your file.
If only that were true, but no.
I just got off the phone with our person who will be running net control. If we can have the repeater from 7 a.m. to approximately Saturday 8 p.m., that will be great.
This is Friday at 8 starting at 7 a.m.?
That is correct. I can also send Cameron a text if you would like.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll let him know, that's fine. Not a problem at all. I help run the network, so I just wanted to know when you guys were starting and when you guys were done, so that way if there's any chatter from any of the other repeaters across the northern Michigan here, it won't interfere with your guys' operation. Are you guys going to need the 14674 at all?
I can make another
call and I can let you know. I'm assuming probably not, because we mainly use this repeater, so probably not, but let me find out for sure and let you know. Okay, I only ask because both the 74 and the 700 will cover into that area. I think in years past we tied them together just to give you guys a little bit of a buffer. So if you need it, just let me know and I'll tie them together that day. And if you don't, then cool, then not a problem at all. I'm assuming if we tied them together before in years past, let's just go ahead and do that again for this year. Not a problem. I will make it so. Thank you for letting us use your guys' repeater. We could not do this without your guys' help. It is really, really appreciated. Yeah, no problem, and I'll extend it over to Cameron as well. Go ahead there, Bentley. Yeah, thanks, Drake. Nothing more to say, just other than thanks again for your help. I'll just watch at your convenience, no rush, when you have a chance to send me that doctored up file, and we'll give it a try and see how it works. Coolio. Yeah, I know the way I've got mine set up. Stop beeping at me, car. I know the way I've got mine set up works pretty okay. So, I'll shoot that over to you, and hopefully we'll solve all your problems, even though when I looked at it, it looked fine. So, yeah. I appreciate you, man. Thanks again for being out there. Yeah, no problem. 73 Bentley, I'm not far from home. And ENF mobile. Have a great evening. KF8 ENF.
KF8 ENF.
KF8 ENF, K8GAT. Good evening.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
No complaints so far. Yourself?
Yeah, same here, man. Another great day.
Yeah, I kind of like that it wasn't brutally cold and we didn't get any snow, so that's two pluses in my book so far.
Yeah, I went out for a walk at lunch, though, and it sure felt cold. It's kind of like that damp gray cold.
At least where I was, there wasn't any wind. I don't know if you had wind where you were at, but no wind makes it feel a little bit better anyway.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. Hey, have you talked to Josh?
I have not. I tried calling out a couple times for him, but I haven't heard anything from him. I just figured he was busy working.
Yeah, same. Can't remember how long it took for me to get my call sign after I'd successfully completed my test. I'm just curious what his status is on that. I'm assuming, since we're not hearing him on the air, that it hasn't happened yet.
Yep, I would go with that assumption, too. Man, if I remember right, because mine was a little different because I took it in person and that, but my biggest holdup was I was waiting to get an email or something because they said I would get one. And then I just got impatient and went online and looked, and lo and behold, it was just sitting there waiting for me to pay for it. And once I paid for it, it was only a couple hours, because I did it during the business day, and my call sign showed up on the website. So I don't know what the holdup is.
Yeah, I thought he said that he did get the go-ahead to pay, and I think I remember the same. After I paid, it was, like, really quick.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. He has a lot of irons in the fire at any given time, so there may be other things taking his attention right now, too.
Yeah, I remember those days.
I can't imagine what would be any more important than radio, though, so I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah, so I'm looking at my calendar. I took my test on June 27th, and my license is dated July 1st. So just a couple days between the two with everything in between.
Yeah, that sounds about right for when I actually paid for mine and whatnot. So it should be any day now. I have no doubt we'll hear about it when it does happen.
sent him a text yesterday. I think you were in on that little message loop, giving him some of the frequencies that we've been frequenting. So hopefully we'll hear him on one of them.
Yeah, he was saying he wants to sit down at some point and do some radio shopping. So that's an encouraging sign.
Oh, that's cool. Do you know what kind of antenna that he put up when he redid his tower and all that? Did he put up a dual band, or is he going to have to upgrade that to a 2-meter capable antenna as well?
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, he just put up a GMRS antenna, so he doesn't have any dual band thing up there yet. So I told him if he wanted to until he got something, because I have that old, it's a 2-meter antenna I ran for, you know, a year or two, just that really simple looking MFJ antenna that was like $45. And I told him he could have that if he wanted, but he wants to get something big and better, so, and I get that.
Well, I replaced my Ed Fong dual band antenna that was tuned on what he calls commercial bands, which is MERS on 2-meter and GMRS on 70-centimeter. And I ran that for a while, and it worked great on 2-meter and 70-centimeter. I was very impressed with that antenna. But I replaced it with the exact same antenna that's tuned to 2-meter and 70-centimeter ham frequencies. So if he would like that antenna, it's in a piece of PVC. It's got a connector on it. All he's got to do is screw his coax into it, and he'd be good to go. So pass that on to him if you talk to him before I do.
I will do that. As a matter of fact, he just called out on the Sheboygan repeater. I don't know if you can hit that from where you are.
Say again, just called out on what?
The Sheboygan repeater.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm monitoring the Stutz GMRS repeater, but I can switch over there and try to raise him.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give him a shout back before he runs off. KFADNF, KAGAT.
KFADNF.
So you plan on going down to that Hamfest Traverse?
Oh, I don't know, man. I thought maybe I would just head down there, but I don't know what my patience is for driving down to Traverse City and back by myself. One of you guys were able to go, I'd maybe make it a buddy road trip and grab some lunch somewhere or something on the way there, way back, whatever. And but I don't know if I'm really interested in going alone.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm about the same way. This darn work stuff getting in my way. I got to figure out a way to get around that.
Yeah, it's cramping your style, man.
As soon as Tomjanovich retires, then I'm the next guy in line, and I'll start petitioning for not working Saturdays again.
There you go, man. Membership has its privileges.
I hope so.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to run and get some dinner going. I've got a grill I need to get started up here, but glad I caught you, and really glad I caught Josh, too, and we were all three able to talk. It would be pretty cool to hear him out over here, and hopefully he can get his gear together and make it work here pretty quick.
Yeah, I think he'll be able to. He tends to dive in with both feet and get stuff done fairly quickly, so... Yeah, I would suspect we'd hear him any time. So, yeah, you have a good evening, have a good dinner, and we will talk to you around the gatepost. K8GAT.
WRAQ 651, clear.
KFE, monitoring.
KF8ENF, Josh, I read you loud and clear.
It's really weird. I have the same thing with, like, a substructure. I have to stand at my door to do this, but it's just with my handheld. So I was eating dinner, and I figured I might as well get this programmed in and see how it works. But that's pretty cool that it's working that well. I'm curious, when the W8GQN, when we use that, I mean, I could sit inside, and it works fine. So It'd be interesting. If it's just through the handheld, I should be able to do quite a bit from my tower.
Yeah, for sure. That WAGQN is like on the same tower as the Stutz repeater. So it's no wonder that you were able to get that one easily. This one is up on Chandler Hill. Can't remember what road, Krause Road. So if you're in Petoskey and you see the big array of towers up on Chandler Hill, it's one of those.
Well, this is going to be loads of fun. I got to figure out how to get that file open. That was a zip file. I couldn't get my F3 zip, and it wouldn't open it. I don't know if it was confused or what.
Yeah, you have to unzip it first, and then it's going to be an image file that you can open with Chirp, and then Chirp should launch it easily.
All right, I'll try it again. I have been having some issues with this computer. I got a new laptop that I'm replacing the one at the shop. It's my own because this thing, it'll kick the internet, and you go to find the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is not even an option inside the computer. You go look for it, it just disappears. Got to restart it, and then it works. It's been really weird, so I knew it's been coming, but it's like I say, that zip file, I've been able to open other ones, and for whatever reason, because it started acting up, I can't. So I think computer's getting ready to crash out on me, so I'll have to play with my other one tomorrow.
Ah, fun times, man, fun times.
I think I have this repeater programmed into my radio at the shop. It's a DD20. I thought it was my handheld, but apparently it's one of those. But I'll have to try that tomorrow and see. It's strictly the GMRS antenna. And I know when you guys talk on this one in my garage, it's terrible ever since I put that antenna out because it's just 462 or 467. So let's see. I'll try it. If not, I'll be ordering antennas, cable, radios, all kinds of stuff. Man, they're going to know where I live.
Well, that's cool, man. There are some 70-centimeter repeaters in the area, which are going to be pretty close, like 444, 445, et cetera. You can probably hit those with your GMRS equipment. But I don't think that there are any actually within range of your base station, unfortunately, unless you're pushing a ton of power.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's great for me, but then I got to be, if they're not pushing the same back, it wouldn't do me any good anyways. But, yeah, it'll be experimental. This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm playing around with stuff. I got my computers on, so I'll probably start scanning the old Amazon for some radios.
Well, you might want to hold off a little bit before you do that. Maybe, you know, struggle through with some of the gear you have, like that VTech radio will work fine. Talk to Chris, talk to me, talk to some other folks. You know, when you decide to upgrade, just about anything that you buy is going to be a huge improvement over the GMRS stuff that you are used to. I mean, the quality is going to be so much better. The operation is going to be so much better. The sound is going to be so much better. But you want to make an informed decision on which brand you're going to go with, because once you're there, I wouldn't say you're stuck in it, but they suck you in. So whether it's ICOM or Yaesu or, you know, some of the others, you want to do a little bit of research on that before you start pulling triggers on it.
I'm really surprised. I didn't think that VTech would transmit. I've always listened, but I didn't realize you could do that with that radio because you can't unlock it. It's just what it is. But you actually did transmit out on that on AM frequencies?
Oh, hell yeah. That radio does everything.
Well, I guess maybe I can get a good antenna up there. It wouldn't hurt to put a switch. I could just switch it back and forth and monitor two of each since I can do four channels and then just, you know, see how it works and test. I don't think my height's going to be an issue. And Chris, like Chris even said too, just the antenna base that I have stuck on the roof still would probably be high enough for a lot of the stuff I'll be using now because of the frequencies, but yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to have fun playing with it and messing around with things, seeing what works best, dialing it in. I'm going to have radio stacked out there. I got to readjust my little radio shelf, move some stuff around so I can make new room for their buddies that are coming. So it's going to be fun, though. I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, maybe what you ought to do, bro, is just borrow if you don't want to, unless you want to buy it, you're welcome to. I mean, buy me a beer for it or something. But that dual band antenna will serve you well for both GMRS and 2 meter. So that's another option instead of having to switch between two different antennas.
That might be like the one, because I had one that was similar. We had to trim it. We did trim it for the GMRS when I had it. And it worked well, but that was the one, like when you guys were on this frequency, I could pick it up clearly and monitor it from my VTEC. The antenna that's up there now, like I say, that is exclusively, that's GMRS, and it's dialed right in, and it works extremely well. But yeah, so I like I say, I don't mind. I'm going to hang more antennas off this thing, so, and I don't mind it. I don't spend money on a whole lot of other stuff. I already have all the Milwaukee I want, so now it's time to buy radios and stuff.
Well, if you decide you want to borrow it until you can get fully up to speed with your permanent setup, you're welcome. It's sitting here in the corner of my shop collecting dust, yours to use or own if you want it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I probably won't get a whole lot of the weather figures up. I don't want to climb the tower to do it. It's going to be cold weather. It's going to be warm enough, maybe, but we'll try to train you whenever that happens.
Yeah, whatever, man. It's here whenever you need it. You're getting a little scratchy now, though. I don't know if you've been moving around, but anyway, congratulations on your first transmission as a dedicated ham. And look forward to talking to you some more, brother. Take care. KF8, ENF.
All right, good talking to you as well. Yeah, I did. I stepped inside. I was standing up against the window just to see. It did get a little scratchy, so maybe I'll have to put an antenna set up in the house as well, so I can be anywhere in it. But, yeah, it was good talking to you, and I will talk to you down the wire. KF8, FTV.
Attention, all Northwest Michigan hamsters. The BarfNet, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net, will start in 5 minutes. W8REJ. Good evening. This is the BARF, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net, on W8REJ, and my name is Rob. Net control station for this evening, located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Bensee County. We'll start check-ins with Echolink stations, mobile stations, and short-time stations. If you're one of those, please call now with your call sign and name slowly, please. Okay, we'll do general check-ins, the same as always. You come with your call sign and your name slowly so I can write it down.
Alpha, Echo, 5, India, Bravo, Kip.
KD8, BXI, Mary.
WNAP, Larry.
KB8, SDJ, Bob.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November.
KF8, KK, John with an H.
Okay, we have 85IB, Kip. KE8BXI, Mary. WN8P, Larry. KB8SVJ, Bob. KB9NN, John without an H, and KF8KK, John with an H. Anyone else? Okay, well, happy February, everybody. We just checking the calendar here to see what we got going on. The Cherryland swap is this Saturday, and barring a blizzard, I will be there myself trying to check out stuff there. There's actually nothing I need. And I'm not going to have a table this year, but you never know. I might find the one wonderful thing that I can't live without. Okay, and let's see. Friday I have to go see the Vampire Squad at the VA, And then I have to go have my my CPAP checked, my bi-yearly checkup on my CPAP. So that's all I got that's exciting and fit to prep. So I hope you guys got better stuff than that. Okay. All right. AE5IB, Kip, take it away and stand by Mary.
Yeah, this is Kip, AE5IB. I don't have that much to report. I got, let's see. I just got off of a Zoom call for people that are just getting into the vestry. I'm on the vestry at our church, which is like the board. And then tomorrow I'm going to go visit WUWU, the little radio station in Alberta, and meet the people there. Yeah, that's about it. I just have another meeting right at 9, so I probably will not be back for second call.
Okay, so you're one and done, Kip?
I am one and done.
Okay, I've marked you as such. Thanks for checking in, we'll hopefully talk to you next week. KD8, BXI, Mary, and standby Larry.
Good evening, all. This is Mary, KD8, BXI. Yeah, only thing going on here is I'm doing a little less snow blowing and shoveling, which for me is really nice. I knocked down a whole lot of snow off the edge of my garage with my snow rake a couple days ago. Of course, it made a nice big thud when I came down. And the main reason I took it down is because my dog likes to play in the snow that's underneath all that, that hangs over the edge, and I didn't want that coming down on top of them, so I took a little off. And I probably should take some more off the house and whatnot, but I'm being a little lazy. Still working on some puzzles and whatnot, but... yeah, I'm enjoying this little bit of a reprieve from snow. So with that, I'll pass it back to you, Rob. I will be around for the second go-around.
Very good, Mary. Yep, that's snow, and guess what, for the rest of the week? Snow. There you go. That's it's called winter in northern Michigan. I did hear some kids complaining about the amount of snow we were getting and the cold, and I turned around in the line there and I told them, I said, look, this is the way it used to be. This was regular back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. This is the way snow used to be. So, anyway, Larry, WNAP, and stand by Bob.
Okay, Rob, this is... WNAP, and hello to everyone on the group. I too had doings with the VA, actually through VES, which is Veterans, I call it Veterans Experimental Service. No, it's Veterans whatever. The E stands for service. I had to be up in Traverse City at 8:30 this morning to Labco to pee in the cup and then have them draw blood. You know, it was all over in less than 5 minutes. But I had to be there at 8:30. Now, why they can't take my situation into consideration, you know, and make it early afternoon and whatever. So, and so now I finally got my what I call my voltage distribution printed circuit board assembly figured out with the help of Grok. And it's working now. It's just that there's a bunch of cleanup to do. Back to you. Back to net control. This is WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, I got a notification just the other day from the VA in Tragic City. As of February 1st, you no longer have to make an appointment to get a blood draw. You just go up there and show up. And I like that. I like that. So, yeah, that just changed. And it's a good thing because I hate it. Sometimes I don't get in there until 11, 11:30, and I have to fast and haven't had breakfast yet. That makes me a little ouchy. Okay, Bob, KB8SVJ, W8RJ.
Hey, good evening, Rob. Everybody else off there tonight. This is KB8SVJ. And Rob, I was surprised you're on net tonight. I thought you weren't going to make it, so that's fine. Swap meet is coming up, Traverse City. And Rob, it has nothing to do with what you need. It's what catches your eye and what you want. It has nothing to do with what you need when you go to swap meets. I'm tired of the winter, tired of the weather. I'm so bad I want to go to Arizona next winter. I'm working on it. But with that, NASCAR season has started. So that means I lost my wife for the next 10 months. When NASCAR's on, her eyes are glued to that, her ears are glued to that. I have not a chance. So for the next 10 months is what I've got to live with, but that's okay. That's her passion, not mine. I guess what I got for tonight, or for the first round, I'll come up with something for the next round. Back to you, Rob, KB8SVJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, I will not be here on the 18th. The rest of the month is okay. I'll be here for the tournament. And I appreciate you taking it on the 18th. So, all righty. John with no H, 89NN, and standby John with an H.
Okay, 89NN, John without an H. Good evening to everybody on the BarfNet from snowy Beulah, Michigan. And, I just got done adding. Kitten turned me on to this great new facility that I've just added to the chasertool.xyz website. It is the National Weather Service weather balloon tracking map and allows you to track via a really nice Google interface the launch and flight and landing, or at least protected landing, of the all of the weather balloons throughout the world. And it's just fascinating to watch them being launched from Green Bay and coming across Lake Michigan, some of them making it into Lake Michigan, some of them coming across onto the land. And Jane reminded me that Garrett, or her son, actually found a weather balloon that came down in some of the trees here on the Pinecroft Golf Course. But they were too high, so he couldn't get up to fetch it. Not quite sure if it's still up there or if it's come down or not. I might check that out this summer at some time. But anyway, I added the map to my chasertool.xyz website, which makes a nice facility so that you can see the track of the weather balloons. And at one glance, you can also see the radar and satellite map of the region, and also the lightning map of the region. So it gives you a good tracker's view for those that want to do fox hunting. Break for reset. Okay, AB9NN, returning to the BarfNet. And I happen to have mentioned this this new facility to the group at for the Good Morning Net out of Sturgeon Bay. I work their Good Morning Net every day at 9 o'clock every morning, 7 days a week, and have been doing that for years.
And so they asked me to make a presentation on it. So I'm going to make a Zoom presentation on it coming up on Saturday. So I won't be going to the Swap Fest, unfortunately. Forgot about the fact that there was a conflict there, but I think I'm going to go ahead with the Zoom presentation. They've already sent out the notice to everybody, and everybody's got it scheduled on their calendars, so I'm going to go with that. Looks like we've got some snow coming in. Looking at the weather forecast panel for Beulah from my ChaserTool.xyz website, looks like Thursday we've got 1 to 2 inches possible. Thursday night, 1 to 3 inches, and Friday, another 1 to 2 inches, so 4 to 11 inches, I guess, is what that totals up to be. Or 3 to 11 inches. That's about it from 89NN. Back to net control. Have a great night, everybody.
Are you one and done, John?
I'm negative. I'll stick around.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's interesting to know about the weather balloons. And I did check last week, and they are free up for grabs if you can find them, I guess. So there you go. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ Net Control. We've got John here. And after John, we'll do a standby for anyone that would like to join the net. KF8KK, John with an H. Take it away.
Okay, very good, guys. Good to hear you all on there. KF8KK here, and best of luck, Rob, with your vampire at the VA. And Larry, best of luck, of course, next time when you head in there, and hopefully not have to be there at the crack of dawn. Gosh, I hate that kind of stuff, too. Very glad your dog is enjoying the snow. And, Bob, I may or may not see you at the fest. I'm watching that weather forecast. I made a promise to myself a few weeks back when we started getting this sub-zero temperature that if I have to clean the snow off the truck and it's still dark outside and it's zero or below, it has to be an emergency where I'm going. Otherwise, I'm going back into the house. And I'm watching that forecast for Saturday morning, and it's looking pretty cold. And so we'll see. But otherwise, Kip, I got to say to you, that's great. Woo-woo. Just a little bit shy of 3 meters wavelength. But that's excellent. Excellent. Glad to see that. I hope all the best for those guys. That sounds like a nice venture into radio. What they would say from the network side, real radio. Don't get me started. I could go on a long time about that. But very good all around. Outside of that, I got a new phone today and spent part of the day getting it set up. And it was actually, except for the fact that there were a lot of different steps and a lot of new menu items to look at, it actually all went rather smoothly. So there you go. What can I say? I've now got a whiz-bang phone that sort of looks and performs just like the last whiz-bang phone. But I guess you could say it's got all the fresh new whiz-bang things and a fresh whiz-bang battery. Not that the old one had a problem, but it's, you know, they don't last forever. So with that, I'll be around for the second cup. Back to you there, Rob, KFAKK.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I keep threatening to go back to the small flip phones. But we're still here with Mint Mobile. We've had Mint Mobile for years, and I really like their plan, and it's perfect for us. So, anywho. All right, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. If there's anybody out there that would like to join, please come now with your call sign and your name slowly so I can write it down.
Drake 8, GMH.
Drake 8. KF8FRS with 7 checking in.
Okay, we have Drake, KF8FRS. What was the name again?
The name's Evan, E-V-A-N.
Okay, we have you, Evan. Anyone else? Okay, very good. Drake, DMH, take it away and stand by Evan.
Good evening, everybody. Drake and 8DMH. Not a whole lot to report. Been working mostly in Petoskey, and last week was Holland, and the week before that was Holland. A lot of road time. The only thing I do have to report is the cat is currently sitting on top of the desktop computer to stay warm, even though it's plenty warm in here. So, hopefully we'll see some of you at the swap. I'll be around for the second one. NATMH.
Okay, Drake, thank you for checking in, and we'll get to you on the second go here. Evan, KF8FRS, take it away.
KF8FRS, good evening, everybody. This is actually my first net ever. Just got my license last week, so just wanted to check in and say hi and make sure I was doing all of this right, but I'm calling on a handheld from Elmira, Michigan, so not too far down the road from Petoskey, but yeah, just giving this a shot, hoping it all works out. And I got my cat sitting right next to me, too. KF8FRS, that's net control.
Okay, Evan, you sounded very good coming in on your repeater there. You're getting into the Beulah repeater very well. And we're glad to have you anytime. We're here at 8:30 every Wednesday. So if you feel froggy, you can jump in anytime you want. So. Okay, we're done with the list the first time through. Is there anyone who would like to join before I go back to the top? Call W8REJ. Okay, here we go, second time around. Let's see, Kip is gone. Mary, KD8BXI, and stand by Larry.
Well, good evening again, everyone. And this is Mary, KD8BXI. Welcome to our group. Evan, congratulations on getting your license. It's always exciting to be on there for the first time, and you've done very well. Not really a whole lot to add. I know that there's snow coming this weekend, so I'm enjoying the reprieve. And, of course, my dog is still loving everything. So with that, it's a good net tonight. It's nice to hear everyone. Everyone stay healthy. And I think the Olympics start on Friday, too. So those of us that like to watch people do crazy things, maybe watching a little TV. With that, I'll send it back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KD8BXI, 73 all.
Okay, Mary, very good. As a former speed skater, I'm going to be watching some of the skating events. Okay, Larry, WN8P, and standby Bob.
Yeah, this is WN8P, Larry. Well, I'm presently working on putting a kit together. I got it from Janko Electronic Parts Outfit out there in California. It's a plus and minus power supply, settable from, 1.2 volt to 15 volt, both plus and minus. And I intend on setting it up for plus and minus 5 volts to operate the capacitor checker. The ESR meter that I'm putting together. I'm having a problem with wall warts. They're too noisy. They're switch mode and they don't have the filtering on them. And the ESR meter turns out it's very sensitive because it's low voltage, low current that's multiplied. I think I saw 38 times. Anyway, so instead of fussing around with wall warts and trying to tame them, I saw this advertised from Jameco, and so I ordered one, and also they advertised a case to put it in, so I ordered the case also, and the case doesn't have any openings in it. Well, it does. It's got louvered openings, I guess, for heat dissipation or cooling, but there's no openings for you know, the 115 volt AC input and the plus and minus DC and ground output. So probably got to drill some holes or figure something out. But anyway, that's what I'm up to these days. And the Waxahachie Amateur Radio Club meeting is tomorrow night in Cadillac, starting at 6:30. It is Ugly Project Contest Night. And that's delayed from January because we didn't have a meeting in December. So that's where I'm going to be. I gotta get it all together tomorrow morning and get ready and take it over there to Cadillac tomorrow. Okay, back to net control, Rob. This is...
Okay, very good, Larry. I think you timed her out there. Okay, well, it's good to hear you're working on a project. My projects basically are pushing the buttons to make sure the radio turns on. That's it. So, all right, Bob. KB8SCJ, and then stand by John without an H.
Yeah, I'm not sure I got much for the second round. Yeah, Rob, I misunderstood. I thought you wanted me to cover for you this week, but that's fine. I'm here all week or all month, no problem. And John with an H. I was kind of counting on you being at that swap meet. I got some things that you were going to take home. So I really don't have much going on right now for a second round. Just want to tell everybody, you know, if you're out, just be careful. The roads are testy at times, and snow's coming, more snow. And just if you're out, just be careful, and especially if you're going to the Ham Fest swap meet there. Early mornings, the roads may not be exactly clear, and it's going to be extremely cold, and just be careful. With that, I'll send it back to you, Rob, KB8SVJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, and thanks again for taking it. All righty, AB9NN, John, take it away.
Okay, AB9NN, John without an H, returning to the BarfNet. From Beulah, just putting the finishing touches on my ChaserTool.xyz website, added the title and a clickable link to be able to bring up the full screen map for the weather balloon map interface that I've got built into my website. So just got that done as we were talking, so... Good timing on everybody's part, and Bob, I'm quite confident that you'll be able to sell the oscilloscope, and we'll just have to make some plans to take care of the funds at some point. I'm in no rush either way. Whenever we can make it, we'll be set. If you're passing through this way sometime, or maybe at the next bar breakfast or something like that. AB9, and then back to net control from John and Beulah.
Very good, John. Thanks an awful lot for checking in tonight. We'll talk to you later on through the week, I'm sure. All right, KF8KK, John with an H. Take it away and stand by Drake.
Okay, very good, guys. KFAKK here. And Kip sent me down a rabbit hole with his comment about
WUWU there in Alberta. Woo-woo. Great call sign. I'm now reading about Frankfurt radio history. So that's very good. Very nice website they got. Looks like a nice community organization. Outside of that, what can I say? Larry, I'm glad to hear you're dealing with Jamco. I've dealt with Jamco for many, many years, and boy, I tell you, they're one of the longest lasting electronics parts suppliers I've seen, because I remember buying stuff from them back in the late 70s, like 77, 78. And just maybe, heck, I retired just a little over a year ago, and not long before I retired, I was still buying stuff from them. They're quite the distributor of Meanwell power supplies and other things, of course, but very good. It's always good to see some outfit like that still hanging in there. Well, DigiKey is another one, too, but they're in a whole different league. I don't know if they were around in the 70s, though. But there you have it. With that, 73 guys, some of you I'll see on Saturday, some of you I won't see on Saturday. We'll see how Mother Nature and Johnny being a wimp pans out. Enjoy. Back to you, Rob, KFAKK.
Okay, very good, John. Well, I'll tell you, I'm the same way, man. I got tired of driving to those things in blizzards. So I've done two or three of those. Me and Mike Flynn would go over. And I think three times we had very blizzardy-like conditions. So, and it's, like I said, I don't need anything. So if it's nasty, I stay home. There you go. All righty, Drake, N8DMH, and stand by Evan.
Yep, N8DMH. Not a whole lot to report yet again, but the cat has moved. Do you have any things to say, cat? Okay, that was an interesting noise. again, we'll see some of you at the swap this weekend. And back to you, Rob. Good job tonight. N8DMH.
Oh, shucks, you'll turn my head, Drake, with all the compliments there, so thank you. All right, Evan, KF8FRS, take it away for your second time, and then we'll do a standby.
KF8FRS, yeah, not much else to add to my first transmission there, but if you, anybody who makes it out to the swap meet this weekend over there in Traverse City, happens to see a younger guy walking around looking like he's both a kid in a candy shop and also totally lost, feel free to come say hi. Other than that, I'm going to go to bed with the cat too, and I hope everyone stays safe and stays warm. KF8FRS, get back to net control.
Okay, very good, Evan. If it does not blizzard and I do show up, I'm easy to find. I'm the 80-year-old fat guy wearing the bright yellow shirt. I'm easy to find. So, all righty, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. This is W8REJ. If there's anyone who would like to join the net before we close, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, very good. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. This BarfNet meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on the Crystal Mountain repeater. And in addition to that, we have the Barf Breakfast, that was hard to say, the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in Downtown Honor at 9 a.m. And during the winter, don't show up early because they don't open the doors until 9 straight up. So. Okay, we'll say 7-3 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'll now return the repeater to normal operations. The net is clear. I'm clear. This is W8REJ, 7-3.